always you want to be true to sort of Roger's vision for the festival, which was to show films that had that championed the human condition and that generated empathy in the audience members who could sort of walk a few feet in someone else's shoes when they're watching a movie.
Can we talk about one thing that Chaz was particularly excited about in her blog post last night was the tribute to Harold Ramis and having some surprise guests coming in. So will they be a surprise up until they come out on stage?
Yeah, they will be if they show up. They might be a surprise to us as well. You know, for the past few years, we've dedicated the festival to a particular filmmaker. And Harold Ramis was the natural choice for this year because he was a good friend of Roger's. He lived and worked out of Chicago. And his films were the kinds of films that Roger really, really liked.
And it's nice to have the chance to point out that Ramis was part of a lot more than Ghostbusters, Stripes, and Groundhog Day. He was behind the scenes a lot throughout his career.
Yeah, and he continued to be so. So we're really happy that Erica Ramis will be joining us. She's been very helpful in putting together this particular tribute. We're going to be seeing some clips from a number of his films, and I think it's going to be a fascinating evening.
I guess the biggest name that stands out here, though, in terms of new announced guests, Jason Segel, and he's been in a lot of Hollywood works, but also his recent film that has just been announced. I mean, this is the kind of thing that is screened at Ebertfest.
Yeah, the film premiered at Sundance. It's directed by James Ponsoldt, who directed The Spectacular Now, which we had at the festival a few years ago. It's a departure for Jason Segel from the types of roles that he normally plays, and so we're excited to have him with us. And of course, as you know, David Foster Wallace, Champaign Urbana considers him a native son of sorts. He did go to Urbana High School for a while, which is where Roger went and I went as well. So there'll be a lot to talk about.
And I wanted to mention you having your first child performer who will be weighing in on one of the discussions.
Yeah, that's in 99 Homes, Noah Lomax, who's quite an experienced young actor. But he has a role in the film, and I'm not sure that that's exactly correct. I seem to remember having some other child on stage sometime in the past 17 years, but I'm not pulling it up. And you know, he's been in a lot of television stuff. He had a role in The Walking Dead, and Ramin Barani, the director of the film, strongly suggested that we bring him in.
Well, and you just continue to build these relationships with filmmakers like Barani that have come to Ebertfest numerous times and are getting more familiar with some of the people that Roger championed.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, James Ponsoldt has been with us before. The Swedish director Roy Andersson, his film, A Pigeon Sat on a Branch Reflecting on Existence. We've shown all three films in that particular trilogy. This is the last one. It's a different experience. It's a film unlike any you've ever seen.
Different things to look out for as we enter the 17th annual Ebertfest.
Well, the Sunday film I'm particularly excited about is called Seymour, An Introduction. And it's a film directed by the actor Ethan Hawke. And it's about Seymour Bernstein, who's a music teacher in New York. And he will be coming to the festival. And after we show this documentary about him, he will be conducting a master class on stage with two musicians from the University School of Music. You know, we always try to have some kind of live event on Sunday afternoon after the film we screen, and the film usually has some kind of musical association. And so this year, this is a brand new documentary that I think premiered at South by Southwest a couple of weeks ago. And also we're showing our opening night film is Goodbye to Language, the Jean-Luc Godard 3D film, an 83-year-old director making his first film in 3D. And so we're going to be passing out 3D glasses to all the audience members that Wednesday night.
ne dirai presque rien. Je cherche la pauvreté.